Proclamation.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Tailash. The headlines. Led President Edgar Lungu to be buried in Zambia. Mpulungu Ward 26 roads get facelift after rainy season. In international headlines, US re-evaluates Kenya's NATO status amid its concerns over China ties. And in sports, Zambian judo national team returns home after representing the nation at the inaugural Anoka. And now the news in detail. The Party for National Development, UPND, has described the conduct of the United States of America ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, as undiplomatic, unruly, and a misconduct. Speaking during a press briefing, UPND Media Director Mark Simoe says Zambia is a sovereign nation and should govern itself through its leaders and laws. Mr. Simoe says Mr. Gonzalez has no jurisdiction in Zambia to issue evacuation notices to people living in Zambia, regardless of whether they are American citizens or not.
Well, it is important that members of the public, including those that visit the country, have freedom to issue certain statements. Where we stand, we believe that the ambassador went out of his way to instruct citizens in another country to undertake certain activities should not come from a person who is existing. We have institutions that deal with disasters. We have the DMMU, which operates under the office of the Vice President. We also have ministries that deal with water. We have ministries, we have local government, we have Ministry of Mines. So, my view with regard to the U.S. ambassador is that he basically went overboard. It is basically, I would call it...
The Gauteng High Court has ruled that former President Edgar Lungu should be buried in Zambia. The court has ordered that the funeral home should surrender the remains of President Lungu to the state for repatriation to Zambia for burial. The court says the wishes of the family cannot override those of national interest. Now, 6th President Edgar Lungu died on 5th June 2025 while receiving medical treatment in Johannesburg, South Africa.
The counter application are dismissed. No. It is ordered that the applicant is entitled to repatriate the body of the late President Lungu, the late President Lungu, for a state funeral and burial thereafter in Embassy Park, Lusaka, Republic of Zambia. 5. The aide responded upon service of the court order by the sheriff of this honorable court. He immediately surrendered the body of the late President Lungu to a representative or representatives of the Zambian High Court to enable the applicants to repatriate the body to Zambia.
Empowered Communities Helping Others, ECHO, an NGO, has introduced an ambitious initiative to address saline salty water challenges in parts of Western Province, aiming to improve access to water, sanitation and hygiene wash services in rural areas. Speaking in a statement, ECHO Executive Director Mobiana Muyangwa has called for a shift towards nature-based solutions in Sankolonga Ward, Mwande District. Ms. Samuyangwa reflects on 2 decades of experience in the water sector, highlighting the persistent struggles rural communities face due to misaligned water interventions. He says for years, boreholes drilled in Sankolonga Ward struck saline water at shallow depths, rendering them unusable.
One is, can we now improve the shallow wells that they are using by lining them so that they are protected, and then we can equip them either with the solar pumps, depending on the use, or hand pumps. Secondly, is how do we then trap the flood waters so that over the years, then we don't lose that water through runoff and then the wells become dry. It's by doing what we call managed aquifer recharge, where you just dig in the earth, trap the flood water, and maybe 2-3 rain seasons down the line, you'd actually see that these wells stop.
Roadworks have started in Pulungu Ward 26 of Mandevu Constituency, beginning from Mauzu Tenof in Kavangwe through Chazanga Clinic to Chazanga Market, also known as Kwachikasa. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mpulungu Ward 26 Councillor Mwango Chileshe says the maintenance targets or roads in the ward, adding that gravel is being poured and compacted, with plans to pave the roads using a paver machine already available in the constituency. Mr. Chileshe says the area now has a greater roller and compactor to help make roads works more regular and reliable throughout the year. He adds that the improved roads will benefit the local people by making movement easier and helping create jobs for young people in the community.
So we are doing the, for now, we are just doing the dumping of gravel then all with compaction. So going forward, well, as a constituency, we prefer the paver making machine. So we hope to pave that the same roads and most of the roads within the ward. And for continuity's sake, we procured the machinery for under CDF, the grader, also the roller compactor. So that that consistency and not, it should not just end here.
Now, a resident of Kabanana in Mandevu Constituency, Titus Sinyangwe, has emphasized the importance of focus group discussions in community decision-making processes. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Sinyangwe stresses that conducting focus group discussions in local languages is crucial as it enables participants to articulate their thoughts and opinions more effectively. Mr. Sinyangwe advocates for an inclusive approach to focus group discussions involving people of different ages, backgrounds and upbringing, believing that communities can gather diverse perspectives and insights, ultimately leading to more informed decision making.
Can be held in churches, can be held in different gatherings, and the focus group discussions must also allow people to express themselves in local languages, Nyanja, Bemba, any other language which they are conversant with. It allows people to express themselves nicely, because not everyone is that good when it comes to using English. So it's important that focus group discussions are held in different languages, or are held allowing people to speak in different languages. An interpreter can be there for those who may not understand the language. And also involving people of different ages, different backgrounds, it may really help.
Governance expert Ruben Lifuka has expressed concern about the deep-rooted nature of corruption in the country, stating that it has become a way of life. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Lifuka says government has failed to effectively combat corruption due to a lack of robust systems and goodwill, noting that even those tasked with fighting corruption are often corrupt. Mr. Lifuka says there is need for a more independent and accountable approach to addressing the issue, further advocating for an autonomous anti-corruption commission, SCC, that is free from executive influence.
It is like corruption is now deep-rooted and is part of our way of life. The government has failed to fight corruption because they have not put in systems, goodwill and countermeasures. If anything, those who are fighting corruption are corrupt also in one way or the other. Where service delivery is supposed to be smooth and straightforward and supported by competence,